Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The left fielder, Clarence Maddern. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marv Rackley. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Chuba. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting sixth. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tommy Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hatton. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Joe Hatton. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Verbin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Robinson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a line drive into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clarence Maddern is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maddern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rackley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson who is chasing the ball. Rackley reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rackley scores. Robinson moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. George Chuba is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chuba hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chuba for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Robinson, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Robinson steals home. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Dutch McCall now pitching. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reese hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Verbin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Campanella strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McCall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben strikes out. One out. Eddie Waitkus batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. Mattern hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rackley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rackley strikes out. 1 out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campanella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Dutch McCall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McCall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bruce Edwards pinch hits for George Schuba. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pee Wee Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Campanella is 0-for-1 in the game. Campanella takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hodges is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bruce Edwards now playing left field. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of 0-balls-0-strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus bunts in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of 1-0-strikes. Mattern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mattern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 0-balls-2-strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko strikes out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-1-strike. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermanski. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Waitkus scores. Mattern goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hank Bierman now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of 0-balls-0-strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Lowry moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Skeffing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skeffing hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-0-strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Cox pinch hits for Hank Bierman. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 3-balls-2-strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-0-strikes. Rackley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Rackley bunts towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Cox moves to second. One out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1-ball-2-strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of 3-balls-2-strikes. Hermanski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hermanski is hit by the pitch. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 0-balls-2-strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Opalika now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McCall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCall hits a fly ball into center field. Rackley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Verben is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Waitkus is 0 for 3 in the game. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese bunts towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Campanella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mattern is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pafko is 0 for 3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Opelika. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mixes strikes out. 1 out. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rackley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rackley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jackie Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Rackley moves to second. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hermansky strikes out. 2 outs. Bruce Edwards batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Brown scores. Rackley moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hugh Casey now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skeffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Casey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tommy Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Skeffing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Hodges moves to second. 2 outs. Archivon pinch hits for Hugh Casey. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. It's Cubs, 4, Dodgers, 4. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Skeffing and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Rex Barney now pitching. Dutch McCall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McCall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCall takes first base on ball 4. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Verbin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCall moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 4 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Verbin moves to second. 2 outs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mattern is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mattern takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 4 in the game. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Verbin moves to third. Mattern moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Nicholson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Dodgers 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Marv Rackley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rackley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Rackley hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Hermansky reaches second base with a double. There goes Robinson trying to get to home. Lowry throws the ball into Smalley, who relays the ball to Skeffing, who tags Robinson, who came all the way from first, for the out. 2 outs. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermansky scores. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.